It is now time for the baptism of those who have recently dedicated themselves to Jehovah. This is a heartwarming occasion that affords us the opportunity to welcome them to our Christian brotherhood. Brother Bill Colpitz of the Woodville Congregation will discuss with us the fitting theme, Continue Walking in the Truth. Brother Colpitz, please.
Well, it's my pleasure on behalf of the Worldwide Brotherhood of Jehovah's Witnesses, which today is nearly 8 million strong, to extend a warm welcome to our candidate for baptism. Do we welcome him? You know, by your baptism today, you're making a statement, a very strong statement. You're making public your decision to serve Jehovah's ways for the rest of your life, serving his truth forever. That was the desire of the psalmist. And in the 26th Psalm in verse 3, I'm just going to quote that psalm or a portion of it. He said, and I walk in your truth. So that's your path from this day forward, to follow the psalmist walking in that truth. But let's consider two questions that relate to your walking in that truth. First of all, what will help you to walk in the truth each day and to keep that loyal love constantly in front of you so as to reach your praiseworthy goal? And the second question, what has enabled millions of your brothers and sisters to continue walking in the truth despite various roadblocks? You know, we've been provided with assistance by Jehovah God to be able to help us do just those things, as have millions of our brothers and sisters earthwide. Through your study of God's Word, you've come to know Jehovah God. You know that you have been provided with the best information, the best source that there is of truth, and the reliable guidance to make wise decisions for the rest of your life. But not only that, but to continue making spiritual advancement in your life and to feel that growth. So your goal from this day forward should be to always seek your grand creator, Jehovah's instructions. It's trustworthy and it is beneficial. But if you do that, it will help you to continue to grow in the truth. The psalmist, he prayed to Jehovah. He wanted to learn about him. Let's take our Bibles and we'll look in the 25th Psalm in verses 4 and 5. Notice his prayer to his grand creator here. That's the 25th Psalm, verses 4 and 5. He said, make me know your ways, O Jehovah. Teach me your paths. Cause me to walk in your truth and teach me, for you are my God of salvation. So to whom was the psalmist going to look? Yes, it was Jehovah God, wasn't it? His God of salvation. The psalmist wanted to be taught by Jehovah. It was like growing up again. He had to learn how to walk, but now how to walk in the way of the truth. So how about you today? You're walking in the truth from this day forward. It could be likened to someone that's taking a trip along a mountain trail, walking along that ledge and enjoying some of the scenery. Well, let's take a look at Matthew chapter 7 and verse 14, because it tells us a little bit about that road. So that's in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 14. Do you have it there? It says, First of all, in 13, go in through the narrow gate, because broad is the gate and spacious is the road leading off into destruction. And many are going in through it. We don't want that road. But 14 says, whereas narrow is the gate and cramped the road leading off into life, and few are the ones finding it. So that really is nice to know that you have found that, and that all of your brothers and sisters that have dedicated their lives have found it as well. So let's look at some similarities. Six similarities that we have to a hiker going along that trail and your road from this day forward in serving Jehovah God. Well, you think about hikers on that trail. They have to look out for rocks or maybe something that is loose where they might fall over the edge. All kinds of hazards. You know, we have to face a number of hazards and pitfalls as well. The psalmist, at the 119th Psalm, verses 85 through 87, he pointed out that there is one source that we can go to reliably, and that is Jehovah God for direction. Here he said, "The presumptuous dig pits for me, those who defy your law, and your commandments are trustworthy." So he was going to look to Jehovah. He goes on to say, "Men persecute me without cause. Help me." That was his prayer to Jehovah for help. "They almost exterminated me from the earth, but I did not abandon your orders." So what an example to follow. Like the psalmist, we want to rely on the instruction from this day forward as servants of Jehovah God. But not only do we want to rely on what he tells us, we want, like the psalmist, to know when to say, "Jehovah, help me." And we know that Jehovah will be there for us. When we think about his loving warnings that he gives to us in his word, the Bible, to all of us here, it safeguards us, doesn't it? It safeguards us from the pitfalls of this old system of things, the materialism, the immorality, and the independent thinking. So follow his direction then. The second similarity, hikers need a regular supply of nutrients and fluids as they go along that trail to keep up their strength and their stamina. Well, we need the same thing, don't we, in serving Jehovah God. We need a continuous intake of spiritual food and the waters of truth to build up our stamina, so that we can continue walking in his way. So just like a hiker, he may stop every now and again on a level place where he's not going to fall and replenish his energy by taking in food. We have an opportunity to do the same. We're refreshed by our personal study and by our congregation meetings, where we maintain then our spiritual balance and find others that want to support us. As a result of the refreshment, we remain strong. You know, the psalmist in the 26th Psalm, verse 12, he said, "My foot is standing on level ground." Where do you think the level ground was that he found? It was in the congregation. And so therefore, he was going to praise Jehovah God. So we need to keep looking to Jehovah. The third similarity is to avoid getting lost. What does a hiker have to do? Well, he maybe has a map. Maybe he follows posted signs, or maybe he's got a GPS device to give him guidance, or maybe he's gone out and he's hired a knowledgeable guide. So just like that, well, that hiker, we need to be guided, don't we? We needed to be guided by the trustworthy advice that we find right here in God's Word, the Bible, each and every day. And so by your daily Bible reading and having that as your goal, you will develop that trust in Jehovah God. You will search out his help to help you make progress. But two, we've been given Bible-based publications that will help you to be able to build your strength and to continue serving our grand Creator. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Isaiah. Here in Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21, we notice here how really we are strengthened by Jehovah. That's Isaiah chapter 21. I'm sorry. Isaiah 30, 21. It says, "And your own ears will hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' In case you should go to the right, or in case you should go to the left." So what an invitation that we have in God's word. It's like that ear, our ear hears that word behind us, Jehovah directing us, and so we want to prayerfully always consider him. You know, today, there are many sources of information that we have. There's magazines, there's books, there's television programs. It goes on and on, but the one true source that you have to rely on is what? God's word, the Bible. And so, go to that one true source. Notice what the psalmist rejected as we consider his words in the 119th Psalm, verses 101. He said, "I refuse to walk on any evil path." Why did he want to do that? He goes on to say, "So that I may keep your word." So for all of us and for our baptismal candidate today, that is some good advice on the part of the psalmist. He wanted to keep Jehovah's word. And two, we need to resist the peer pressure that we have around us, others that would try to draw us away so that we may hear the advice, "Well, you're missing a good opportunity." But we're not missing anything in this old system of things. The best opportunity, the best goal is spiritual, serving Jehovah God. The fourth point is, if a hiker falls, what does he have to do? He has to get up, doesn't he? He can't just lay there. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Proverbs 24 and verse 16. When we think of this in relationship to ourselves there, these words really have very much meaning. I don't think there's any one of us here in the audience today that have not faced some difficulties. So what is the advice? "For the righteous one may fall seven times, and he will get up again. But the wicked will be made to stumble by calamity." So we do not want to give out. We want to get up if we stumble and to move ahead, because we have such a reward promised to us. So keep serving Jehovah God. The fifth point, though we look forward to reaching our destination, and though a hiker looks forward to the end of the trail, we may see some very beautiful scenery, some things that we really enjoy. Similarly, in our walking with the truth today, we find some very beautiful things. Do you know what they are? The blessings. The spiritual blessings that we have. We have our association at congregation meetings. We have spiritual truths that are taught to us in the congregation and at various schools. But we have the privilege, too, of sharing those truths with others. Two, the various schools that we have teach us, the Theocratic Ministry School, Bethel Entrance School, Pioneer Service School, all of those teach God's servants and equip them and refresh them to be able to serve him. So you will find joy as you focus on your spiritual goals, whatever they may be. Whether it's being a publisher, maybe being an auxiliary pioneer. Others are able to pioneer, serve at Bethel, assist in a foreign language group. There are many opportunities. Jehovah says, come and serve me, and he will help us. What a privilege he's given to us. So our appreciation to Jehovah and our sense of responsibility will strengthen us to persevere and to move along in that road to life. The sixth point is reaching the final destination. Whether you're that hiker or whether it's us, that is a source of great joy, isn't it? The ultimate goal for lovers of truth is to reach the summit, the new world, to serve Jehovah continually. What a joy that will bring to each and every one of us. And you know, such joy is not going to be overshadowed by any heartache, any of the difficulties that we face today, because that joy is sure. It's promised by our grand Creator. Let's look at Paul's words in Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. That's in Romans chapter 8. In verse 18, it says, "For I consider that the sufferings of the present time do not amount to anything in comparison with the glory that is going to be revealed in us." So what was he saying? There's nothing in this old system of things that would take away from that joy. But you know, truly today, by your taking your stand, you've made an enemy, Satan the devil. But you want to continue serving Jehovah God because he can help you. You know, it's Satan's aim to lead you down a dead-end trail, all of us. He wants us to serve him in some way or another. So the question is, how can you protect yourself? Well, we can. We can resist Satan the devil. For any of those obstacles he puts in our path. Why? Because we can rely on God's word, the Bible. Not only that, we can rely on the author of the Bible, Jehovah God, who loves all of his servants, and he will give us the strength to continue on. He will lead us, he'll feed us, and he will protect us. We'd like now to talk to some servants of Jehovah that have walked in the truth for many years, and they can attest to the fact that Jehovah has guided them. First of all, we'll talk to Brother Calvin Lang. Brother Lang, how long have you been baptized?
Well, as of October the 23rd this year, it'll be 60 years.
So what privileges have you been able to enjoy during those 60 years?
Well, I've been serving as an elder for 42 years, and during those, through the years, I've had many assignments and responsibilities I've enjoyed in the circuit and in the district and in the congregation. I've served on the HLC, currently working with the patient visitation group, and truly enjoyed conducting many Bible studies over the years as well.
But along with those privileges and those opportunities, did you have any challenges?
Well, you know, as everyone has, there are ups and downs. I've had those over the years, but I have to say that probably the biggest challenge for me is trying to maintain the balance that is needed between secular activities and our life activities, making sure that the priorities are there, that spiritual things never get put aside, and that we don't neglect meeting attendance, field service, and personal study. All of these things I've tried to keep in balance.
So how did Jehovah and his organization help you?
Well, again, I'd have to say that praying to Jehovah and relying on him to kind of guide me and sticking close to his organization, trying to abide by the instructions we get from the faithful slave, and staying close to the congregation and being busy, being actively involved in the congregation, and making sure that we benefit from the brothers that we work with. I believe it's a real privilege and a blessing to be able to do that.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Lang. We do appreciate your comments. We'd now like to talk to Brother Jerry Weeder. We'd like to ask him some of the similar questions. First of all, how long have you been baptized, Brother Weeder?
22 years ago at this very assembly hall.
Wow. Did you face any challenges after you were baptized?
When I was first baptized, I did not watch my association with old worldly friends, and I did not include Jehovah in all of my decision making. So this ended up with a poor decision to move back to my old hometown being made, and led to a series of events which ended with my being removed from the Christian congregation. I suffered under these poor choices for over 15 years.
So, Brother Weeder, what brought you back to the truth?
First and foremost, it was sincere prayer to Jehovah. He guided me back to the congregation.
And so we think about the arrangements that we have in the congregation. How did you arrange for that assistance?
Well, through his loving organization, arrangements were made for the brothers to come and pay me a visit and to help explain to me what I needed to do in order to return. Through refinement, through the Christian meetings, through my loving brothers guiding me, as well as lots of prayer to Jehovah, by meditating on and applying what Jehovah was teaching me, after some time I was reinstated.
And so what privileges have you enjoyed?
The greatest privilege I have is once again having a relationship with our grand creator Jehovah. Another privilege I have is being able to see my wife become a member of Jehovah's loving family.
Thank you very much, Brother Weeder. We'd now like to call on Brother Glenn Mitchell and to see how he has served for many years. So how long has it been since you were baptized?
It's been 38 years. I remember the date, April 25th, 1976, very clearly. I was 16 years old when I was baptized.
So do you think that was too young, Brother Mitchell?
Not at all. It was actually a protection for me because it kept me spiritually focused at a young age.
So what privileges have you been able to enjoy?
I've been able to have the privilege of being a ministerial servant, and then for the last 17 years I've been an elder, and as well I serve on the hospital patient visitation program.
So did you face any challenges since you were baptized?
Yes, I did. Just a year after I was baptized, I became a fatherless boy in the fact that my parents were killed in a plane crash. And so at 17, I was the oldest, and so I had to look after my sister who was 13 and my brother who was 8. And to complicate matters, all of our relatives were not in the truth, and so they actually desired to raise us. But Jehovah protected us because my father and mother had in their will written that we would be raised by Jehovah's Witnesses. So we actually had a wonderful privilege or a blessing of having a second mom and dad in the truth. Don and Margaret Billington moved to our house and raised us in the truth. And to this day, all three of us children are in the truth.
Very good. So how did Jehovah and his organization help?
Well, Jehovah's congregation and his organization is like a spiritual family to me. And so it's important to stay close to that family and to do so through the meetings. And the meetings are very important because it's there that Jehovah's Holy Spirit is, and that's where we can be spiritually upbuilt and be close to our brothers. The other lifelines that I had was, again, prayer to Jehovah God, keeping that relationship alive, and then trusting in his promise of the resurrection. And I really look forward to the day when I can introduce my family to my parents in the new system of things.
Thank you very much, Brother Mitchell. Well, it's heartwarming to review some of these expressions of longtime servants and ones that have had to face some challenges. But what we learn from them is that they have continued to walk with the God of truth. At Genesis 5:22, we're told about a faithful course of a man. His name was Enoch. So what did he do? Well, although Enoch was surrounded by ungodliness, and although he became a target of Satan the devil, he went on walking with the true God. And so it says he did that for some 300 years. Now, Enoch's walking with Jehovah denoted something: his familiarity and his intimacy in his prayers and his actions toward his Heavenly Father, Jehovah God. And it was only possible because he lived a life really in harmony with what Jehovah God desired him to do. What a lesson for us, because Jehovah approved of Enoch's devotion, didn't he? So may you, like Enoch and other loyal servants of Jehovah, continue walking along the elevated paths of truth and enjoy that intimate relationship with Jehovah today, now, and for eternity. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the 3rd John and verse 3. That's 3rd John and verse 3. Notice what we have ahead here. For I rejoiced very much when brothers came and bore witness about the truth you hold, as you go on walking in the truth. So from this day forward, continue walking with the truth. So now we've come to the point of the public declaration of your personal decision. And so we're going to ask you two questions. And so if you would answer those in a loud voice, maybe as loud as you can anyhow. On the basis of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, have you repented of your sins and dedicated yourself to do his will? And the second question is, do you understand that your dedication and baptism identify you as one of Jehovah's Witnesses in association with God's Spirit-directed organization? Well, your clear, your affirmative answers to these questions indicate that you are qualified for baptism as an ordained minister of Jehovah God. What a happy occasion this is. So it's appropriate that we approach our Heavenly Father in prayer at this time. Jehovah, our kind and our loving Heavenly Father, what a privilege you've given to us to be able to approach you in prayer, to express to you our joy in serving you, and to express to you our desire to do your will in a way that will honor your name. And so as we look upon our baptismal candidate today, we ask that your Spirit will be upon the decision that she has made to serve you on into eternity. Please bless her, dear Father, and bless the rest of your servants on the earth today. Help them to continue serving you and to honor your name and bring joy to your heart. So, dear Father, as we conclude this meeting this morning, we do ask for your Spirit upon us and upon this occasion, but especially upon our sister as she is baptized today. And we leave ourselves in your care, expressing our gratitude for all you have given to us through your organization and through your dear Son. And we offer this prayer through the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.